case number 10,784, Thomas J. Howard, southeast intersection of Highland Glade Road and Hebron Road, northeast of Rochester Drive, being lot 230 within Canal Point Development, a variance from the rear yard and side yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
Danny Wilson, 30777, Steeplechase Run, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear affirm the testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm here to represent Thomas and Laura Howard of 37599 Worcester Drive, Rehoboth Beach. Okay. They're asking for a 3-foot into the 10-foot setback in the rear of their property, which backs up to a pond that's approximately 100 feet away. They're also asking for an extra foot on the left side of the property for an outdoor shower. The porch could accommodate at this time a 9 by 18, which we feel is very narrow. It's, you know, a foot bigger than a length of a 8-foot piece of drywall, which would be tough to get any kind of seating, table. So we're asking for the extra 3 feet to make it a little easier to move around. And as for the shower area, we could build approximately a 30-inch shower. The extra foot would be good for some elbow room. And that's asking a foot going into the 10-foot setback.
You're representing Mr. Howard, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Howard, does he live here in the county?
They live in Virginia.
I see.
Full time.
I see. Are you familiar with the standards for granting a variance?
Pardon me, sir?
Are you familiar with the standards for granting a variance? You've explained to us what they want to do.
Correct.
Are you familiar with the 5 standards they have to meet in order to do that or to get the variance approved?
Some of them yes, some of them no.
Okay. We're in the same situation as this previous hearing. You heard me explain.
Right.
Okay. And it.
All fairness.
Yeah. The owner or someone really needs to address those standards, convince this board that the request meets those standards. Otherwise, we're not obliged to grant that without addressing those. And I could appreciate your predicament.
Okay.
did the owner fill out any paperwork? Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for your time.
I guess, again, we'll do the just the...
Yeah, see if there's anybody here in favor or opposition.
Yeah, we'll call that. Yeah. Okay. All right. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Did he want to try it? Give him a chance?
No, we're going to recess it. Maybe like we just did the
other. They sign off on one of those little sheets we're using now, the checklist, the applicant?
No, this was before that.
Okay.
I'm not really sure about that.
But I think he has.
Well, if you're referring to the uniqueness of the property, it's shallow, okay. For one. We could build, like I said, we could build a 9 by 18, but you know that's which they would do if they didn't get the variance. The possibility of development, yes, but the porch would be narrow. Like I said, same for the shower.
Okay.
The property's already been approved. This is that's all I have.
Difficult task. We appreciate appreciate your effort.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we recess this hearing, allowing the applicant to address the standards for granting a variance. In that motion to do so the next regular meeting.
On 418. Okay.
Second.
You have a motion. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I mean, he's from Virginia, so shouldn't we give him a little bit of time or notice or what?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Or have, you know, maybe, I mean, he can certainly hire legal counsel to address those standards or find some representative to do so.
Given the standards at the time of the application.
Didn't he know what date the meeting was going to be on the 25th when he applied?
Yes.
Yeah.
So. Or send a letter also.
But he sent that back.
Okay. He has the.
He did. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we will recess this hearing also until our next regular meeting on 4/18/11 to give the applicant or his representative a chance to come back in and to address the standards for the granting of the variances. All those in favor of the motion? The voting sign?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.